Welcome to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights, the podcast that breaks down the legal and investment landscape of Vietnam.
Right.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into mergers and acquisitions in Vietnam's dynamic logistics sector. I'm your host, and joining me today is our expert from Harley Miller, a leading law firm specializing in guiding businesses through the complexities of M&A in Vietnam.
Great to be here.
Now, you might be thinking, logistics? Why are we talking about logistics? Well, this industry is experiencing phenomenal growth in Vietnam, making it a prime target for mergers and acquisitions.
Yeah, that's right. The logistics industry in Vietnam is rapidly growing, attracting significant interest from investors. This growth is driven by several key factors, as highlighted in the article we're exploring today.
Okay.
Mergers and Acquisitions: Strategies for Growth in Vietnam's Dynamic Logistics Sector, by Harley Miller.
Okay, let's unpack this. What's fueling this logistics boom in Vietnam?
Well, several factors are at play. First, Vietnam's economy is experiencing strong growth, leading to a surge in demand for logistics services. Manufacturing is up, domestic consumption is rising, and e-commerce is experiencing a huge explosion. All of this needs a robust logistics network to keep things moving smoothly.
So more goods are being produced, more people are buying online, and it all points to a growing need for efficient logistics. What else is driving this growth?
Another key factor is the proactive role of the Vietnamese government. They've implemented policies and incentives to attract foreign investment and have been investing heavily in infrastructure improvements, like upgrading ports, expanding road networks, and developing new logistics hubs. All of these measures further boost the logistics sector.
It sounds like the government is laying the groundwork for a truly thriving logistics industry in Vietnam. But with all this activity, it's understandable why companies are looking to mergers and acquisitions, or M&A, as a way to get ahead.
Exactly. The logistics sector in Vietnam is quite fragmented, with many small and medium enterprises, or SMEs, alongside larger players. This creates ripe opportunities for consolidation and expansion through M&A, allowing companies to rapidly gain a foothold in this exciting market.
It's like everyone wants a piece of the pie, and M&A is a way to grab a bigger slice. So what are some of the key strategies companies are using to make these M&A deals successful?
Well, the article outlines four key strategies that we're seeing in play.
Okay, let's dive into those.
First, we have vertical integration. Think of it like this. A company might acquire businesses along its supply chain to control the entire process from start to finish. For example, a manufacturer might acquire a trucking company to handle transportation, or a warehousing company for storage and distribution.
So it's about gaining more control over the entire operation.
Exactly. Vertical integration can lead to cost savings, improved efficiency, and a stronger competitive edge. It's particularly effective for companies looking to streamline their operations and reduce reliance on third parties. However, as the article points out, it requires significant capital investment and operational expertise.
That makes sense. You need deep pockets and the know-how to manage a more complex operation. What's the next strategy?
Next is horizontal expansion. This involves acquiring or merging with competitors to expand market share and geographical reach. Imagine two regional logistics companies merging to become a national powerhouse.
So it's about joining forces to become a dominant player in the market.
Precisely. Horizontal expansion allows companies to leverage combined resources, customer bases, and expertise to gain a competitive advantage. It's a powerful strategy for consolidation, but as with any merger, there are potential challenges with integration and maintaining a cohesive company culture.
Interesting. What about companies looking to break into the Vietnamese market from outside? What strategy are they using?
That's where geographic expansion comes in. International players are acquiring local Vietnamese companies as a way to quickly establish a presence in the market. This gives them instant access to established networks, local expertise, and a customer base, all of which would take much longer to build organically.
It's like taking a shortcut to enter a new market.
Smart.
What's the final strategy we're seeing?
The final strategy is technology acquisition. In today's digital age, technology is revolutionizing the logistics industry. Companies are snapping up tech-savvy startups or companies with cutting-edge solutions to boost their digital capabilities. This could involve anything from AI-powered route optimization to real-time tracking and data analytics.
So it's about staying ahead of the curve by acquiring the latest technology and offering innovative solutions to clients. Are there any specific examples of companies that have successfully implemented these strategies in Vietnam?
Absolutely. The article highlights a couple of compelling case studies that demonstrate the power of these strategies. The first one involves Masan Group, a leading consumer goods conglomerate in Vietnam.
I've heard of them. Tell me more.
In 2019, Amazon Group acquired VinCommerce, a retail chain, and Vineco, an agricultural company. This move is a perfect example of vertical integration. By bringing production, distribution, and retail under one roof, Masson Group essentially created a retail giant, controlling the entire process from farm to supermarket shelf.
Wow, that's quite a strategic move. What was the other example mentioned in the article?
The other case study involves Saco, a well-known automobile manufacturer in Vietnam. They acquired a controlling stake in HAGL Agrico, a major agricultural firm, in 2020.
That seems like an unusual pairing at first glance. What was the thinking behind that?
It might seem surprising, but it's a savvy example of leveraging existing strengths. FACO already had a well-established logistics network for its automobile business. By acquiring HAGL de Rica, they were able to use their existing logistics expertise to expand into the growing agricultural sector. It's a great example of diversification through strategic acquisition.
Fascinating. So these case studies show how companies are putting these strategies into action and achieving real success in Vietnam's dynamic logistics sector. But I imagine there are also some legal hurdles to clear when navigating M&A deals in Vietnam, right?
You're absolutely right. Navigating the legal landscape is crucial for any company involved in M&A, especially in a market like Vietnam where regulations can be complex.
Can you shed some light on the key legal aspects that companies need to be aware of?
Certainly. In Vietnam, several laws govern M&A transactions, including the law on enterprises, the law on investment, and other relevant regulations. These laws outline the procedures, requirements, and restrictions for M&A activities.
So it's essential to have a solid understanding of these laws to ensure a smooth and compliant transaction. What specific law plays a significant role in M&A?
One particularly important law is the competition law, specifically law number 232018QH14. This law governs market competition and regulates mergers to prevent monopolies.
So it's there to ensure fair competition and prevent any one company from having too much control over a specific market.
Exactly. The competition law aims to protect consumers and promote a healthy and competitive business environment.
How did this law specifically impact M&A transactions?
Well, under the competition law, companies that exceed certain thresholds in terms of market share or revenue must report their proposed merger to the Vietnam Competition Authority, or VCA. This allows the VCA to assess the merger's potential impact on market competition.
So it's a safeguard to prevent mergers that could stifle competition. What happens if a merger is deemed anti-competitive?
The VCA has the authority to block mergers it deems anti-competitive or impose conditions on the merger to address concerns. That's why it's crucial for companies to engage legal counsel early in the process to ensure compliance with all regulations.
It sounds like expert legal guidance is invaluable in navigating these complex waters. And that's where a firm like Harley Miller comes in, right?
Absolutely. At Harley Miller, we have a team of experienced lawyers who specialize in M&A transactions in Vietnam. We can help you understand the regulatory landscape, conduct, thorough due diligence structure, the transaction, and ensure compliance at every step of the process.
It's like having a trusted guide to help you navigate the legal maze. Speaking of due diligence, what exactly does that entail?
Due diligence involves a comprehensive assessment of the target company to identify any potential risks or opportunities. This includes reviewing financial records, contracts, legal compliance, and all other relevant information. It's essentially about doing your homework to ensure you know what you're getting into before making a significant investment.
It's about protecting your interests and mitigating risks. So we've covered the legal framework and due diligence. What are some of the other challenges companies might face when doing M&A in Vietnam's logistics sector?
One challenge is cultural integration, especially in cross-border transactions. Merging companies with different corporate cultures, management styles, and communication practices can be complex.
It's like trying to blend two different worlds together.
Exactly. It requires careful planning, open communication, and a willingness to adapt and compromise to create a unified organization.
So it's not just about the legal and financial aspects, but also about the human element of M&A. What other challenges should companies be prepared for?
Another challenge is potential valuation discrepancies. Determining the fair value of a company can be subjective, and buyers and sellers may have different expectations. This can lead to prolonged negotiations and potentially derail the deal.
It's a bit like negotiating at a market, but with much higher stakes.
Precisely. Both sides want a fair deal, and reaching a mutually acceptable valuation can be a challenge.
And finally, there's the challenge of achieving operational synergy after the merger.
Right? Exactly. It's not enough to simply acquire a company. You need to integrate its operations smoothly and efficiently. Harmonizing systems, processes, and technologies, and managing potential redundancies or conflicts can be challenging. It's about making sure that 1+1 equals more than 2.
Operational synergy is crucial to realize the anticipated benefits of the merger, such as cost savings and increased efficiency. So while there are tremendous opportunities in Vietnam's logistics sector, M&A also comes with its share of challenges.
That's right. But with careful planning, thorough due diligence, and expert legal guidance, companies can navigate these challenges and achieve their strategic objectives. And that's where Harley Miller can be your trusted partner. We have the expertise and experience to guide you through every step of the M&A process in Vietnam.
Now let's turn our attention to what the future holds for Vietnam's logistics sector. What trends should we be watching? What are the experts at Harley Miller predicting?
The future of Vietnam's logistics sector is looking bright. It's projected to experience continued growth and see more foreign investment pouring into local logistics firms as international players recognize the potential of the Vietnamese market.
So the M&A wave is likely to continue.
Absolutely. And with that continued growth, we can expect to see even more sophisticated M&A transactions involving both local and international players.
Exciting times. It sounds like Vietnam is well positioned to become a major logistics hub in the region. For companies considering M&A in Vietnam's logistics sector, what key advice would you give them?
First and foremost, thorough due diligence is essential. You need to fully understand the target company's financials, operations, legal compliance, and market position before making any decisions.
So do your homework and make sure it's a good fit. What else is important?
Having a clear M&A strategy is crucial. What are your goals? Do you want to expand geographically, acquire new technologies, or consolidate your market share? Know what you want to achieve and have a roadmap for getting there.
That makes sense. So what about the challenges we discussed earlier, like cultural integration?
Don't underestimate the importance of cultural integration. Merging two companies successfully requires more than just a legal and financial transaction. It's about bringing people together, aligning values, and creating a shared vision.
It's the human element that can make or break a deal. Any other advice?
And finally, I would strongly recommend seeking expert legal guidance throughout the process. M&A transactions are complex, and having experienced legal counsel like Harley Miller by your side can help you navigate the legal and regulatory landscape, mitigate risks, and ensure a successful outcome.
It sounds like Harley Miller has a lot to offer companies looking to participate in this exciting market. What are some specific ways they can help?
We have a team of dedicated lawyers with extensive experience in M&A transactions in Vietnam. We can provide comprehensive legal support from due diligence to deal closing, ensuring your transaction is smooth, compliant, and successful.
It's great to know that companies have a resource like Harley Miller to turn to for expert guidance. We'll be right back after a quick break.
Sounds good. We are always here to support businesses navigating the complexities of the M&A landscape in Vietnam.
That's reassuring to know. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the factors fueling Vietnam's logistics boom to the key M&A strategies and legal considerations. Before we wrap up, I'd like to leave our listeners with a few final thoughts.
Absolutely. Vietnam's logistics sector is full of potential, and for companies looking to capitalize on this growth, M&A will continue to be a crucial strategy. But as we've discussed, it's essential to approach these deals with careful planning, thorough research, and a solid understanding of the legal and regulatory framework.
Yeah, it's like setting out on a journey. You need a map, the right equipment, and a trusted guide to help you navigate the terrain.
Precisely. And that's where Harley Miller comes in. We have the expertise and experience to guide you through every step of the M&A process in Vietnam, ensuring your transaction is smooth, compliant, and successful.
It's great to know that companies have a resource like Harley Miller to turn to for expert guidance. For our listeners who want to learn more about Harley Miller and the services you provide, where can they find you?
You can visit our website at hmlf.vn or contact us at email protected. We'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your insights on M&A in Vietnam's logistics sector.
It was my pleasure.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights. We'll be back next time with another deep dive into Vietnam's legal and investment landscape. Until then, stay informed and stay invested. And remember, for all your legal and investment needs in Vietnam, Harley Miller is your trusted partner.
We're here to help you navigate the complexities, seize the opportunities, and achieve success in this vibrant market.
Thanks for tuning in. So if you're thinking about M&A in Vietnam, think Harley Miller.
Right.
We've got you covered.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.